First off tonight, we're going to have a speaker who's actually running for Congress in the 2nd District of Connecticut on the Green Party ticket. He's a friend of mine. I know him quite well. And I hope you'll give him your full undivided attention. Mr. Scott DeSheffy. Did I get that right?
Even good friends can mispronounce my name. It's DeSheffy, and I'll explain why as we get on. I am running for Congress in the 2nd Connecticut Congressional District. I thank everybody for coming here to not only listen to me, but of course listen to Ralph Nader, who will be coming out very shortly. I'd also like to acknowledge one of my colleagues in arms, Harold Burbank, who is congressional candidate with the Green Party in the 5th District. Harold, would you stand up? As in the case of Mr. Nader and the presidential debates, Harold and I at the congressional debate level know what it's like to be excluded, at least from one debate. And I'm sure that Ralph will be talking about that later, so I won't go into that now. But Harold and I, if you catch us in the back, will be happy to discuss it in detail if you ask us. Also, I'd like to start by saying anyone in the audience who would like to invite me to meet with their group, any type of venue, any classroom, please contact me. I live in Lebanon. My website is DeSheffy underscore four, F-O-R underscore Congress at yahoo.com. That is my email. My website is newmenu.org/DeSheffy4Congress_CT, or just Google or Yahoo G. Scott DeSheffy, or go to newmenu.org. It's as simple as that. But if you get the literature out front, all that is written down for you to make it easy. On the heels of what is an $800 billion bailout, an example of corporate welfare, and once again this nation socializing risk and privatizing profit, I think it's time for us to conclude that the time has well passed for us to be complicit by silence. Abraham Lincoln said, "To be silent when we should protest makes cowards of us all." Now, as I look at this audience, I don't believe this is an audience of cowards. In the end, it will be our courage which sees us through. Courage to make the right choices, make small sacrifices, courage to defend the Constitution, and the courage to vote for third-party candidates are only agents of change which will enable us to solve our problems. I'm a Green candidate for Congress for a number of reasons. I'm a biologist and ecologist. I devoted well over a quarter century of my life working for the Department of Environmental Protection here in Connecticut, and I can't be bought. But I'm also a Green Party candidate because I conclude that the Democrats and Republicans are interchangeable parts in a machinery designed by the corporate elite and the wealthy of this nation to maintain, no matter which party candidate of the two major parties is elected, the same dysfunctional programs, the same dysfunction from which those individuals reap profit. Wall Street, case in point. We cannot continue that status quo. An illegal invasion in Iraq, an economy on the brink of the precipice, 47 million people in the United States without health care, the only industrialized nation in the world without some type of universal health care. 1/3 of our workforce making less than $10 an hour. The Green Party and I, by the way, will fight for a living wage. I'm very fond of mentioning a movie by the great Frank Capra. Came out around 1939, 1940, in the height of the Great Depression, on the eve of World War II. The movie, of which you may be familiar, is Meet John Doe, starred Gary Cooper, Barbara Stanwyck, and that venerable character actor, Walter Brennan, who plays a hobo in the movie, and had this line: "Everybody knows that the world's been shaved by a drunken barber." Well, ladies and gentlemen, The barber was then and remains a two-party political system indentured to the corporate and economic elite of the United States. Just as then, these are difficult times, and I believe they could get more difficult. But no night is so dark as to impede the coming day, no solution so difficult as to be an impediment by the truth. We need inspirational leaders in Congress. We need philosopher statespeople, biologists and ecologists, I might add, such as I, not run-of-the-mill lawyers and career politicians whose primary objective in Congress and other government positions is to get reelected. Just as Tom Brokaw called my parents' generation the greatest generation for fighting and winning World War II, 25 years from now, and this I pledge to you, if we have the courage to vote for change, that moniker of greatest generation will belong to us, because the very destiny of the nation and a world in ecological peril depend on us. So look about you, and I'll ask you to look about you again at the conclusion of this speech. And I ask you, in the scope of human history, how many of you would commit to being vegetarians, strict vegetarians, let's say 1 or 2 days out of the week? Raise of hands. Okay, many of you may be. To reduce pollution, to conserve energy, to improve our health and the American ethic. How many of you would choose not to drive your automobiles 1 day out of the week? Raise your hands. Good showing. Because they're doing this in Canada, ladies and gentlemen. They are making a resolution in Canada, led by the ecologist David Suzuki, you may have read some of his books, The Sacred Balance, as an example, and other scientists and politicians are getting together, and the people of Canada are resolving to go vegetarian, strictly vegetarian, 2 days out of the week, not drive their automobiles at least 1 day out of the week, to help Canada become fully sustainable in less than a generation. Why can't we do that here in the United States? In the scope of human history, it is not too much to ask. Surely we, at a time when liberties have been compromised, can summon the courage to vote for progressive change in this election. And going back to the scope of human history, I'm Hungarian Czech. In 2 days, October 6th, it will be the 159th anniversary of the Martyrs of Arad. Those of you who are not Hungarian, or perhaps Austrian, may not know about that event. 13 generals, Hungarian generals, who believed enough in the United States Constitution and the freedom that we have or have tried to have in the United States was enough to fight for and die for. They were executed in a place called Arad, which is now part of Romania, then part of Hungary, 159 years ago. The first three, one of them an ancestor of mine, Aristide Desefi, were shot by firing squad as an honor because of their previous service to the Austrian Empire before the revolution. One of those generals, mortally wounded, had to scream out the order to reload and fire to be put out of his misery. The other 10 generals watching from their cell blocks, witnessing this atrocity, were so stunned that one died of a stroke instantly. He was hung anyway. So, ladies and gentlemen, there have been tougher times. And surely we, at a time when liberties have been compromised in the United States, can vote for progressive change in this election. As your congressman, I will vote against funding for Iraq and support withdrawal of our troops in 10 months, a war that has cost thousands of lives, not to mention hundreds of thousands of Iraqi lives, thousands of American lives, and tens of thousands of American wounded, mentally and physically. 40% of our troops come back with either mental or physical impairment. It's projected to cost, if we stopped it tomorrow, $3.5 trillion in direct costs caring for our wounded over the next three or four decades. Impacts to Social Security. That's money, as you probably know, that we are borrowing from foreign sources, making us even more of a debtor nation. I will work to right our economy in a number of ways, by once again regulating Wall Street, certainly, and by insisting upon capital requirements in Wall Street, and stopping the looting by CEOs, and by reducing our military budget by 20 to 25%. You may know that we maintain over 700 bases in over 130 countries for a baseline military economy that runs between $0.75 trillion to $1 trillion every year. That comes out of our tax dollars. That's 50% of what the entire world spends on the military. 25% of what the world spends is spent by our allies. If you do the math, 115 million taxpayers divided into such, let's say, a trillion for simplicity, what would be called a Fermi solution, a simple math equation, it comes out to between, on average, about $8,000 per taxpayer per year. That's what we're paying. If you're in a higher tax bracket, it could be as high as $16,000. We, through a collective effort and by your votes, November 4th can put a stop to that and reduce that budget by 20 to 25%. That money not only can reduce our taxes, but go to jumpstart single-payer universal health care, which will pay for itself in terms of reduced administrative costs, repair our infrastructure, and help us make education affordable, particularly for college students. I will fight to create green jobs and green industries in eastern Connecticut, centered around alternative energy, mass transit, and light rail, biotechnology and energy technology, including solar, wind, and hydrogen fuel cell businesses to compete with Germany as the alternative energy capital of the world. Just as I spent that quarter of a century working at DEP, protecting the groundwaters we drink and the air that we breathe, I will repeatedly introduce legislation to reverse ecological destruction, and we will create a Green Corps together in America, like VISTA and the Peace Corps, to subsidize tuitions of college students who engage in community service of installing alternative energy units at low cost or zero cost in our homes. I ask for your support. I ask you to look around this auditorium and contemplate the power of the improbable convergence of our lives to this point in time. Our biological and cultural evolutions, our ethnic heritages and traditions, all that we know, all that we have learned and experienced and held most dear, converging to this single point in time. It will never happen again in exactly this human composition. Reach out and grab this moment like our collective lives depend on it, and feel its power. Together, there is nothing we cannot do once we have accepted our goal. Just as John Kennedy promised we would put a man on the moon in the 60s, we accepted that challenge and that goal, and we put a man on the moon in less than 6 years. Together, we can solve our nation's economic crisis, we can develop alternative energy and end our addiction to fossil fuels, and reverse climate change. We can become a fully sustainable nation in less than a decade. We can end the war in Iraq. We can provide good, secure, green jobs for our workforce, and we can rebuild our infrastructure and sense of community. We will do what it takes to solve our economic, ecological, and healthcare problems. Everyone knows that the world's been shaved by a drunken barber, and it's time to take the razor out of the Democrats' and Republicans' hands and lock it away forever. It's time, my friends, to declare our independence from the indentured two-party system whose ill winds of folly, dysfunction, and unkept promises have swept us to these dire straits. Hold on to the power of this moment and carry it with you to the voting booth on November 4th and vote green and independent for democracy and for the leadership and wisdom we so badly crave. Thank you very much.
Scott Deshefi, ladies and gentlemen.